The loss of the Knoxville girls' tennis season was hard on all of the players. The seniors have felt the most pain as their careers for the Panthers came to an all-too-early end. Anna McDonald says she understands the why. It still does not make it any easier to know that her season was taken away.
I was very disappointed at first. I was really looking forward to this season. I didn't play my freshman year, so I was looking forward, you know, to have a third year. But, you know, I understand the decision. It's important to keep people healthy and safe. But, yeah, it's just been disappointing. In the first few weeks of this, I got to still go play tennis with my dad, but now they've closed the courts completely.
She was also looking forward to more varsity time as a couple of spots were open due to graduations last season.
Yeah, I was looking forward to having some more varsity playing time for sure this year. I think we were going to have a good team, too. There's quite a few juniors that are very good, a few underclassmen. And, yeah, I was looking forward to getting to play with Reagan and Madeline last year. And we were really hoping to win conference again. That was a goal of ours.
Coach Nick DeMoss says Anna was one of the most versatile players on the team. She could play anywhere and was good in most situations.
Anna is one of those people that, you know, if I need her to play at the back of the court, she can hit good ground strokes. If I need her to play up the net, she hits good volleys. She was an all-around really good player, and I'm really thinking about this, it just bums me out even more that we didn't get to have our season.
Anna says she was looking forward to playing with her fellow seniors, Reagan Little and Madeline Liston, in doubles.
A little bit of both. Madeline and I were doubles partners a lot last year, so I was hoping to get to play with her again this year, and maybe a few times with Reagan. We hadn't played together in the past, but at practice we did. It was a lot of fun.
Anna adds, playing doubles, you have to have a chemistry with your partner and know what they can do. She says if both are on the same page, it is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it definitely is, and when you hit a few bad shots, it can really get in your head, I think. So it's important to get over that, and when you are playing doubles, to help your partner get over that and understand that it's okay to make mistakes and just move on from those. But yeah, it can be very mentally challenging sometimes.
Anna is also looking forward to graduation, which Knoxville is intending to have a traditional ceremony in a non-traditional venue, the Knoxville Raceway.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be weird. I think it'll be different for sure. It'll be kind of nice that we still get to have one. I'm excited about that, and it could be interesting at the racetrack, I think. Yeah, I'm just grateful we get to still have one, because for a while there it was looking like we wouldn't.
Anna is headed to the University of Iowa in the fall to continue her education.
I'm not completely set on this yet, but as of now, I think that I'm going to major in communications and studio art with a focus in graphic design.
While her senior season was lost, Anna McDonald has a lot to look forward to in her next chapter. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.